Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in a junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car.
Episode 13 and a half of the LouisvilleBeer.com podcast. I'm your host, John Wirth, alone here in the studio, just to introduce this very special edition of the podcast. Scott Likens was at the Value Market LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle release on Saturday, and he took the mobile podcaster and interviewed some people, asking them what their favorite beers were, and heaven knows what else he asked people. The Value Market LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle is going to be a $6.99 growler fill of hopefully local beers. I'm not sure what all they have in store for it, but you can get those only at the Value Market in the Highlands at Mid-City Mall. Check LouisvilleBeer.com weekly to find out what's on tap at Value Market. So without further ado, take it away, Scott. And tune in next week on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled podcast.
All right, so this is Scott Likens. I'm standing up here in Value Market drinking a delicious BBC APA on the newly tapped LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle and drinking beers in the grocery store, and it's pretty awesome. And I'm standing here with John Bazell, the Value Market beer pimp, up here, and we're hanging out and drinking some beers. What do you got, Bazell?
Well, we're launching our LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle tonight. We're going to do a featured beer till the keg blows at a discounted price. We're going to try to get you and John Wirth to talk about the beer that we've got on there.
Don't forget John King, and John, the other insignificant local celebrity.
And, of course, the famous John King.
Yes, yes. So, anyway, we're up here hanging out drinking some beers. There's a... Ken from Zahn's, is that right? Ken, come over here and let's talk to you a second while I got this on. Ken, what's your name?
Ken Redman from Zahn's Brewery in Nashville, Tennessee. New brewery that opened up in March of this year.
Right on. And I met Ken in June or July at the Music City Beer Fest in Nashville. Ken's looking at me going, did I really?
Yeah, that's about right.
But yeah.
Yeah, at that time, right in the middle of doing about four or five different festivals, one right after another.
Dude,
it was kind of crazy time.
It's a blur, man. It's a blur. A
lot of fun, though.
When did you open?
Opened March, started operations March of this year, and first sale happened in April.
Okay, and so you just distribute in the Nashville area, right?
Self-distributing, so I'm only in Nashville, but Nashville's such a great market, I think that'll keep me plenty busy.
And how big's your system?
8-barrel brew house with 5 double-capacity fermenters, so I've got a lot of room to grow.
Right on. Well, it's cool that you made it in tap room last night, and you made it up here to see us, and where are you located in Nashville in case somebody wants to find you down there?
I am about 2 blocks behind the new convention center on Lee Avenue.
Right on. So if you're in Nash, Vegas, drink a beer, come out and see Ken at Zahn's.
That'd be great. Love to have the company.
Right on. All right, so I'm standing here drinking beers at Value Market with Tyler Hoagland, a.k.a. Dr. Mayhem. Dr. Mayhem, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good.
So what do you think of this whole drinking in the store shopping? I know you live here in the Highlands, and you're kind of digging it. There's chicks in here. There's beer. What's not to love? And the beers are $3.
Well, it's pretty cool. It's a bit awkward. I've never drank in a grocery store before, so it's kind of different. But it's very cool, and I'm happy that beers are discounted always. So,
wouldn't you like to see more drinking in the store at Value Market?
Yes, I would particularly like to see more drinking everywhere. But yeah, the Value Market is definitely a place that. Yes, I agree.
Awesome. All right, so I'm going to ask you 4 quick ones. What's your favorite local brewery?
BBC.
What's your favorite local beer?
APA, American Pale Ale from BBC.
Do you know who the beer pimp is?
Well, the over the loudspeaker, they're announcing that it's you. So, yes, I know by proxy.
But there's another beer pimp in town. Do you have any idea who that is?
Negative Ghost Rider.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to me. All right, we're still here at Value Market in the Highlands consuming beers. And fortunately, the local celebrity that no one knows in the city outside of beer geeks, John Kings, showed up wearing the most ridiculous outfit. He's trying real hard, folks, if you could see this. But anyway, so what do you got, King?
I'm talking to this one. All right. Actually, I came up here with my friend Don. We're on our way to the Jimmy Buffett concert.
She's not just your friend, dude. She's a LouisvilleBeer.com contributor.
She is.
She's your fucking coworker.
Sorry.
<You're> fucking coworker.
I see no lines here. So we're gonna go to Buffett, and
we're recording a podcast. We got Greg from Shine just walked up. Yeah, you want come here? Let's talk to Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
This is Greg from Shine. What's going on?
I'm shopping for about 10, 14-year-olds.
Girls right or now. Boys?
Half and half. My son has got his 14-year-old birthday party.
Sounds like you're throwing a kegger for your 14-year-old.
I'm really not. I swear to God, I am not.
Okay, cool. So what are you drinking, dude?
Right now, I'm drinking the Cliff Jumper.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Nice.
It's the best place to shop at Value Market.
Cool. Greg and his cohorts come in tap room quite frequently.
Absolutely. We love it there.
Right on. We love you coming there.
Yeah.
Right on. So what do you got going on outside of throwing some parties for some teenagers?
Got turkey soup brewing.
Yeah.
You know, getting ready for, you know, getting back to work on Monday. Had a nice couple days off, though.
Awesome. Well, cool.
Well, it's good to see you, man.
It's good to see you, man.
Enjoy.
I will.
Peace.
Cool.
See you, Greg. Bye-bye.
Seeing this great, man. Why don't we do this more often? Really?
I really like your man on the street thing you have going.
You like that going on? You need to step up here. Like this, we're not in studio right now. So where were we?
We were talking about the recent invitation we got from Against the Grain that LouisvilleBeer.com is going to be at the Stillwater dinner.
You mean that I'm up here doing the podcast and mentioning it, and you and Worth are going to cabbage on the tickets and go like on a date?
Yep.
Who's pitching and who's catching that night?
I plan on driving. If you know what I mean, but he'll ride shotgun.
All right, so back to our coworker,
Don.
Don, what's going on, Don?
Not a whole lot. I'm standing around watching people drink and not drinking, and it's pretty exciting.
It's good you're not Skyping in from Beijing or somewhere right now.
I am very excited to be in Louisville, Kentucky. The beer here is much better than anywhere else that I go, that's for sure.
Yeah? I mean, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
How's the Asian beer?
The Asian beer is nasty, yellow, pissy, lager crap.
How are the spas in Asia? Like, you know, the ones out by the airport here. What can you get for $80?
What can you get for $80? For $80, you can bring them home. Are you kidding?
OMG. Will you bring me one next time in your suitcase?
I'll give you $100.
No, let's do a Kickstarter.
Kickstarter. Yes. Bring a Thai hooker back for Scott. I think we could raise a lot of money.
Do some checking before you bring the Thai hooker back, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Yes, lift the skirt. Absolutely.
Lift the skirt, if you
absolutely.
Don't mind.
No problem.
So you and Worth are scamming two tickets on from ATG.
Yeah.
So I can't use them. I'm here doing the thing.
Yeah, John and I actually...
But you two are going to use the
tickets.
I
looked up the menu, and I couldn't pronounce half the words, so it was like I was reading a Roger Baylor article. So should be pretty good food there. Good beer as well from Sam.
So it's ATG Stillwater, December 5th. 6th.
Next Friday night. I'm pretty sure it's next Friday night.
Yeah, because I can't be here. I'll be gone.
I know. I went to Blackout at Knock Bar last night, and I literally blacked out.
Well, that comes as a big shock to me that you actually blacked out. And we're standing here in the soda water mixers, bottled tea, coffees, and energy drinks.
I got some.
And holding it up.
We got some RC and some Big Red right behind us. Big Red
we
Zero.
Do. We do. I don't know why we don't do this more often.
We should do this more often.
Well, John King, thanks for coming in. Dan hates it when you do that.
Oh, my God.
Don, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you. It's been a real pleasure. You should really see John's suit. I'm taking pictures.
Just let it go, man. All right, I'm still here at Value Market in the Highlands in the desserts and whipped toppings and diet entrees section, and I'm talking to Will, and Will's drinking some beer here with us. Will, what part of town do you live in?
I live in the Highlands. In the Highlands.
Okay, so you live in the Highlands? Right on, so you shop at Value Market quite a bit?
Yep.
Yeah, you dig their beer selection?
Yes, maybe.
Maybe? Maybe you dig their beer selection?
Yeah. I like, I taste the microbrewery sometimes, but mostly I just get the Bud Light and Natural Light. But when I want some real flavor, I go for that BBC stuff.
Oh, right on. Right on. I hear you, man. So what are you drinking right now?
This is the Gaelic. Do you know what this is?
That's the Gaelic Ale from Highlands Brewing Company, I believe.
Oh, very good. Very good. I would compare it to the stuff I normally get. It kind of tastes like the Killian's Red. Very good.
Right on. So I'm going to ask you like three quick questions. What's your favorite brewery in town?
My favorite brewery in town. Well.
Or regionally. Locally. Regionally.
I mean, I don't always do the microbrewery, but I would say with friends and stuff, I think it isn't a, you know, Cumberland Brews.
They're right down the street. Down the street.
And then BBC.
Right on.
It's an older one. I remember when they opened the first store over in St. Matthews.
Okay, cool. So what would you say your favorite local beer is? Or regional beer? Beer in general?
Well, my favorite beer in general is Natural Light.
Right on.
And my favorite local beer, I don't know, you know, I like doing the taste tests, and I like getting a little taste of everything, but I don't know, I'll let you know. Right now, this one's my favorite, and if I try another one, maybe that one will be my favorite.
Right on, man. Well, Will, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and enjoy your beer, man.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers, brother. All right, so I'm still drinking beers here at Value Market in the Highlands, and I've ran into local brewing legend Andrew Dimery from BBC St. Matthews fame. What's going on, Andrew?
Not too bad. Enjoying beer next to frozen potatoes.
And waffles.
And waffles, and I've never done this before, and it's very exciting. Very exciting.
So you're liking the Value Market drinking in the store experience?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, $3 beers. $3 beers. You can get Schlafly, Bourbon Barrel. You can get Country Boy, BBC. It's fucking fantastic.
It is pretty awesome. We're going to see if we can't get John Bazell to extend the drinking hours by at least maybe one more hour.
I don't understand why I don't have this every day. I mean, you know.
It's store busting, man.
I mean, it is. You know, you have a little cup holder. You know, I would love to go shopping so much more.
So what's happening at BBC St. Matthews since we talked to you last a couple weeks ago?
Well, I have a couple of those bourbon barrel projects I've been doing actually coming out on tap. I'll have the Belgian Gold bourbon barrel version of that on tap this week. And then, yeah, just kind of took it a little easy just from the holidays.
Taking it easy, huh?
Taking it easy, little man, you know. Was really rough, was really, you know, getting back in the swing of things there, kind of getting my feet on the ground running again. But yeah, so just kind of took a little break for Thanksgiving, and then we got a couple new beers coming out. Our Ebenezer, we'll be debuting that on the 6th of December, and yeah.
What about what did you do do yesterday morning for the Toys for Tots drive at BBC Taproom?
Well, you know, as most people know, I really, really care about the kids, and I think that beer and children, you know, should be edit that out. Anyways, so I dressed up as Santa Claus and drank bourbon barrel style in the corner with a giant little bullhorn. I was having a great day.
And we really appreciate you coming out and drinking five or six bourbon barrel stouts for the kids.
Well, I really appreciate you guys for hosting it. It was a brilliant idea.
And we appreciate you supporting Craft Beer Week.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Scott.
All right, dude. We're touching base with the organizer of this fine event, John Bazell. What's going on, dude?
It's going great. Sold about 40 pints. Been over the announcements talking about the LouisvilleBeer.com beer pimp, which is you, Scott Likens.
Not to be confused with Philip Derner out there or any other beer pimps in this area claiming such thing. I'm going to trademark that, FYI. So this has been a pretty good time, good success.
It's been great. seen your sidekick, Mr. King, come by.
John King did come by in a rather ridiculous outfit.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, he's headed to Buffett, man. Jimmy Buffett just quit, man. He sucks.
I heard Jimmy Buffett was at the Monkey Wrench earlier.
I did hear that Jimmy Buffett was at the Monkey Wrench. We're going to have Melvin on of Melvin Markham, whatever fame, and to talk about seeing the Jimmy Buffett sighting. But this has been a good time. We should do this more often.
Absolutely. Sorry you missed it. If you didn't make it, come by. Check us out on Facebook, Value Market, Supermarket on Facebook.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to touch base again before this ends.
Peace.
All right. LouisvilleBeer.com, tap handle, tap takeover, whatever we're doing up here. And I'm here with a dude named Ryan. Ryan, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just came to the grocery store for some chocolate chips to make cookies and wound up drinking some beer.
Wow, crazy. And as you said a while ago, this should happen more often, you think?
Oh, it should happen every day.
So it's kind of fun drinking beer at the grocery store.
Well, you know it is.
Right on, man. So what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking Country Boy IPA.
Cliff Jumper IPA.
Yeah, Cliff Jumper, yeah.
Have you had any Country Boy beers before?
I've had a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
Oh, well, who knows? I don't remember.
I hear you.
I switch them up. I had a few. They had a couple on tap down at, what the hell is that place down there by the baseball stadium?
Against the Grain.
Against the Grain, yeah.
Yeah, Against the Grain.
Against the Grain had a few of them, yeah.
Right on. So where do you hang out in town and drink beer?
Well, I just came from Frankfort Avenue Beer Depot.
Right on. What'd you have over there?
Oh, we were drinking some Two Hearted Ale.
Two Hearted. So you like good beer then?
I like to think so.
Right on, man. Well, cool. Well, we appreciate you talking to us and hanging out and drinking beer at Value Market.
Anytime. Anytime.
Right on, brother. All right. So I'm still up here drinking beers at the Value Market in the Highlands, and I've ran into a person with direct ties to BBC Brewing Production at Main and Clay. I ran into Malcolm, a.k.a. Melvin, a.k.a. Markham. What else we got, Melvin? What other nicknames?
That guy back there and stuff and whatnot with the long hair, so on and so forth.
Yeah, the dude with long hair.
Yeah.
Right on. So what do you got going on?
Well, you know, I just thought I'd stop in today and support the release of this tap handle.
We greatly appreciate that. LouisvilleBeer.com. I speak for everybody at the worldwide headquarters. We greatly appreciate that.
Well, I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad that there's a place in the Highlands, well, in town for that matter, that is so pro-beer and beer-friendly. It's a great activity. I think it's this is the first time I've ever actually hung out in a grocery store drinking beer.
Isn't it awesome?
It's great.
Don't you think you should do this more often?
Every weekend maybe.
Dude, I'm all about it. I mean, beer, chicks, grocery store, frozen pizza. What's not to love about this whole thing?
The occasional judge, but we don't really care about them. We make fun of them as they go by.
There are some people, you know, with some judgmental issues, but it's what it is. So you work at BBC Production down at Main and Clay, correct?
I do.
What do you do down there?
Well, I do a lot of cleaning, and I do some brewing, and really essentially everything that needs to be done. If you're not a jack of all trades, if you don't have any mechanical skills and you can't work machines. And
you mean sort of like me?
And build boxes.
You mean sort of like myself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, you and the tape gun, you know, you're not friends, but at the same time, you know.
You mean the ant?
If we need you to do something, you're willing to try.
The anti-me, you know. Is that what you're saying?
Somewhat.
Right on. So what are you drinking right now?
I am drinking the Founders Breakfast Stout.
Right on. It's pretty tasty, pretty delicious. I'm having the BBC Bourbon Barrel Stout. So I think we talked to Mr. Bazell into extending this drinking into a fifth hour. I don't know what it is. But
4 or 5, whatever it takes.
It's all good stuff. So what's happening at BBC? Like, I hear there's maybe some, like, batches of beer, like, it's going to be released for the tap room, potentially?
That is correct. There's a small group of us. Well, I guess it's pretty much a small group anyway.
It's a small group, man.
It's a small group. We're doing some interesting things through our pilot system, which is only a 20-gallon system, and we're doing some post-fermentation work on some of our staples so that we can actually release some one-offs and some really fantastic beers that you can't really buy, you won't ever see anywhere else.
I mean, kind of like the hot chocolate stout.
Yeah, the hot chocolate stout is a perfect example of that.
Right on. So, and I've had some of those pilot beers, and they're going to be pretty awesome. So I'm looking forward to them being in the tap room. So, John, can you take this beer call? This intercom system's awesome. So anyway, Melvin, we appreciate you taking the time, brother. And thank you for your hand modeling skills during Craft Beer Week as well.
You know, anything I can do, I will.
We know. Out. Later, dude. Scott Schreffler from Schlafly, from St. Louis. Well, Schreffler lives here in Louisville, but Schlafly's from St. Louis. What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. Just drinking some beer by the frozen potatoes.
There's a lot of frozen potatoes in there.
I never realized there were this many variations. Because not only are there tater tots, but there's onion tater tots. There's crispy crowns. There's country-style steak fries. This is pretty impressive.
Tater tot puffs, if you're so inclined, whatever that means.
Absolutely.
I might be a little creeped out to eat some tater tot puffs on my couch, but I pray power through it.
Absolutely.
So this has been a pretty successful event, wouldn't you say so?
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime I can drink beer in a grocery store, it's a good time, man. Absolutely.
So don't you think Bazell should do this more often with the drinking in the store?
Yeah, I think he wants to. We've done a couple. We did one with BBC right. for Craft Beer Week a couple years ago, and then we did one by ourselves for Craft Beer Week this year, and it's great, man. People are shocked that they can drink beer in a grocery store.
Well, man, you just walk in here, and, like, I'm always in here, like, getting my, like, cereal and Fruity Pebbles, but but to be able to walk around and drink beer and do it, it just adds, it puts a whole nother spin on it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, it makes going to the grocery store fun.
Yeah, it does, man.
Last time it was fun.
Last time I drank beer, Value Market, probably.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, it's great, man. It's great.
So you got Value Market Beer Fest coming up. You're going to be here this weekend coming up,
yep,
right?
We will be there, absolutely. We're going to have three beers on draft. I think it's Christmas Ale, which is our...
You got to love these announcements that come through. Like the last one, I was there recording with Malcolm, and it said, John, pick up. I have a beer question on line three. It's just
nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
So what are you pouring again?
So we're going to have three beers on draft. I think it's Christmas Ale, which is our 8% spiced winter warmer. We're going to have our Coffee Stout and Winter ESB. So those three seasonals, and then... something special, we're going to have a cask of our Tasmanian IPA.
Nice. I wish I could have that.
Yeah, so we actually added extra Galaxy hops into the cask, so it's going to have a little, even more aroma and flavor. It's going to be awesome.
I've drank two TIPAs before I came here today, and I've had a couple since I've been here, so I'm pretty heavy on the TIPA and the coffee stout. We did the podcast with Wendy.
Yeah.
Last week, and she brought the coffee stout in, so I love the Schlafly coffee stout.
Yeah, it's a great beer. I mean, I'm not even a big fan of coffee, but
I hate coffee.
Yeah, but then you get those people that love coffee, and they're going to love it on a whole other level than you or I could. So,
right.
You know, it's just got that great, bright coffee flavor and aroma from the espresso we add, so it's a great beer, for sure.
We'll definitely miss you down at Winter Warmer in Nashville this coming weekend, for sure.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is the third year in a row that I think it's been a conflicting weekend between this festival and the one in Nashville. The one in Nashville is fantastic, but got to be here to represent, you know, my home city's beer festival.
I hear you, man. I wish I could be here, but I'll hold it up down in Nashville.
I know you will.
Right on. Well, dude, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Scott. I appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate it, man. I ran into a dude named Tim. Tim, what's up?
Not much. I'm doing pretty well now. I've got a beer in my hand.
Right on. So what beer do you have in your hand?
I've got the Breckenridge Christmas Ale.
Right on. How's that working out for you?
Pretty good. I quite like to try the Christmas ones around this time of year. A bit spicy, but not too overwhelming. So it's
yeah,
cool.
Right on. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of, like, Christmas beers just because of the spice. But, you know, some of them I do like, but it just goes from beer to beer. So.
Yeah.
So right on. So what do you got going on? Just wandered in Value Market and ran into us and we're drinking and... Well, decided to get a beer?
I needed to do some groceries, and I wanted to go somewhere that had good beer. And I knew that Value Mart is a good place to go for decent beer, as opposed to Kroger, where it's a bit more limited.
Yeah, Value Market's beer selection is pretty awesome,
yeah,
for sure.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's awesome. So what do you think of this whole drinking in the store experience? You think we should be doing this more often here at Value Market?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it makes coming and doing the groceries a lot more fun.
I totally agree. I think we should do this more often. So what's your favorite local brewery?
I have only just moved to Louisville, so I'm still getting to know local breweries, but I don't know if it counts as local, but Midwestern, I really like Great Lakes.
Okay, well, I mean, it's local, regional. Yeah. Where'd you move here from?
Well, I'm originally from London, but before coming here, I was living in Philadelphia.
Right on, man. Well, cool. So what do you think of Louisville's beer scene?
I think it's really good. Philadelphia had a very good beer scene, and it seems to be quite surprising how much it can vary from city to city. And Louisville seems to me to have a great beer scene, and I'm delighted to be here and to be enjoying it.
Well, cool, man. We're glad you came out and drank some beers with us and hung out. So, cheers.
All right, cheers.
Right on.
We have ran into Louisville Beer's good friend, Tracy Salen. What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What's up with you?
Just drinking a beer in a grocery store.
Yeah. Weird. You got to love drinking beer in the grocery store in the Highlands.
Yep, we're in the frozen food section. It's pretty cool.
We're in the whipped cream section.
There's some Cool Whip to my right here.
Cool Whip to your white, or right, frozen corn to your left.
Yes, exactly.
Something like that. So what do you think about the whole Value Market in-store drinking experience?
I think it's great. They should make this like a regular deal.
So since you live so close, you're saying you would come up here and drink on Saturdays?
I would. I would do my grocery shopping. Maybe not on Saturdays, like Sunday mornings.
Yeah, but you can't pick and choose like the day. Like whatever day it was.
Okay, Saturdays. So yes, Saturdays.
Yeah, so
Fridays, Thursdays.
Right on. It's been the general consensus from John Mazzell that, not from John Mazzell, for John Mazzell. Obviously, I've had a few beers up here this afternoon. It's coming to the end of the podcast. But there should be more drinking in-store events. So what are you drinking now?
I'm drinking the Country Boy Cliff Jumper IPA, and it's delicious.
Right on. And you drink a lot of beers from a lot of places. And so what would you say your favorite local regional brewery is?
Well, BBC, of course.
Well, you know, yeah, BBC?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite local beer?
The APA.
BBC. American Pale Ale?
Yeah.
Right on. What's your favorite, like, beer altogether anywhere?
Oh, that's such a hard question. I hate that question.
Come on, narrow it down to just one.
I love the Wedge Brewery out of Asheville, North Carolina. Their Pilsner is awesome.
Right on.
It's delicious. Of course, you can't get it here, but it's delicious.
Right. The Wedge is pretty awesome. Yeah. I would like more indoor seating at the Wedge, but that's kind of what makes it cool.
Yeah.
Right on. So what are you getting into after this?
I am headed to Flanagan's here in a minute and then going to Headliners to see Houndmouth.
Right on. So you keep it between the ditch lines and right. Get home with your keys and your car and all that good
or
stuff.
Chief cab ride, for sure.
Yeah. Right on. Thanks.
All right.
All right, so I'm getting ready to close the book on the Drinking in the Store Value Market LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle launch. Wrapping it up with the beer guru here at Value Market, John Mazzell. How do you think this event went, dude?
Event's been great. Sold a ton of pints. People walk by looking at you like, what are you doing drinking beer in a grocery store while I'm shopping?
They see you talking into a piece of plastic that looks like a taint taser, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing, right?
Like, yeah, they say, that taint right. And I say, well, this is right. This is littlebeer.com right here.
It depends on what world you live in, if it taint right or not. So it was a good event, but here's the question. Everybody wants to know that I've talked to up here today. This should happen more often, dude. Let's make this dream a reality.
That's what they're saying. They say, I want to drink while I shop. And those 15 people that went by, as the 30 went by looking at us, you know, we're going to do it as often as we can.
So let's just make this happen, dude. I mean, we have the LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle up here. We could do in-store drinking events. We should make this happen. Somebody's coughing up a lung over in the Tampax aisle, I believe, Summer's Eve aisle. But anyway, so we're getting ready to wrap this up. So what do you got this weekend? One more time.
This weekend is almost over. Come in and get your growlers.
Next weekend. Next weekend, dude. I'm sorry. Next weekend. What do you have next weekend on December 7th?
Next weekend. Big deal. Two times a year, we got a big festival in the mall. 5 to 9. $25.
That's Mid-City Mall, not J Mall or Mall St. Matthews.
Definitely not the Bashford Mall. It's gone. At 5 to 9, we've got $25 gets you in the door, 25 drink tickets plus some bonus tickets throughout the festival, 223 beers plus. We have 4 cask beers, Great Lakes Commodore Perry with Tangerine. We've got Great Lakes Edmund Fitzgerald with Cherry Tips and a firkin of Bell's Two Hearted.
This is a one-hour show, John. I don't know if you've heard or not.
Let's see. Don't forget the Tasmanian IPA from Schlafly. It's going to be a cask ale.
I'm not going to be able to be here again this year at the Highlands Beer Fest for the Christmas edition.
Yeah.
And I'm sorely going to be missing the TIPA cask. For sure. I'm a little pissed about that one.
The LouisvilleBeer.com beer pimp will not be at the Highlands Beer Festival this year.
And that's not to be confused with the BBC beer pimp out there, because there's a lot of beer pimp war going on out there. I don't know if some of y'all know that, but there is. But I am not to be confused with the BBC beer pimp or any other beer pimps out there.
Hey, just real quick, the Bluegrass Center for Autism takes all of our proceeds, all our net proceeds go to them. Value Market makes no profit off this. We want people to come out and support the autism and the Bluegrass Center for Autism.
Right on. And for LouisvilleBeer.com, we appreciate the fact that you had the humongous idea to put on the Louisville Beer. It wasn't my idea for one of the all the ideas that happened. It wasn't mine. That you had the huge idea to have the LouisvilleBeer.com tap handle, and we appreciate that, and that's awesome, and we'll update people every week on what that growler fill up is, and keep it out there.
Come on in, we'll see you.
All right, dude, let's go to University Draft House and have a beer. Peace.